Over the past 5 years, the Army's been slowly rebuilding electronic warfare as a warfighting discipline after having mostly been out of the business since the end of the Cold War. But Colonel Jeffrey Church, the chief of the Army's Electronic Warfare Division, says the improvised explosive device threat in Iraq and Afghanistan proved that was a mistake, and the service is now completely committed to rebuilding its capacity to fight in the electromagnetic spectrum. After having made EW a military operational specialty in 2011, he says the Army now has sufficient personnel in its ranks, about 800 people, even if, for now, they're under-equipped to perform their missions.
I often joke that EW in the Army does not stand for electronic warfare. It stands for your extra worker, all right? Because your extra worker, he's highly trained, he's got TS-level clearances, and he doesn't have much material solutions to do anything with. So we put him working in the S3 shop, we put him working in the STO shop, we put him working in the S2. He's your extra worker wherever that commander needs him.
But Church says that's about to change as the Army begins to field a software suite known as Electronic Warfare Planning and Management Tools. It'll be loaded onto laptops and deployed to electronic warfare soldiers around the world beginning next year.
That's going to start changing things, because now commanders are going to start being able to visually see and understand the electromagnetic spectrum. We heard a lot about blowing things up. That's what Army guys like to do, right? Army guys stand on this hill and watch things explode on that hill. And they go, we got them. All right? When I start slinging electrons, though, my generals, my colonels, my privates, my sergeants, what do they stand? They're like, where is it? I don't see anything. All right? EWPMT will allow us to show our soldiers, our leaders, our commanders what is happening in the spectrum. All right? We'll know where red emitters are. We'll know where blue emitters are. We'll know where gray emitters are. And our commanders will start being able to make informed decisions.
The capability is crucial, Church says, especially as the Army forecasts a future in which it's likely to face adversaries with robust electronic warfare capabilities of their own. Having a clear map of a battlefield made up of radio waves, he says, will give commanders information ranging from where their logistics convoys are most likely to encounter radio-controlled IEDs to where their attacking forces might have their own communications jammed by an enemy's EW tools. EWPMT will also be used to help control the Army's multifunction electronic warfare system, its new integrated platform for electronic attack.
It'll be remote, dynamically operated. So your EWPMT operator sitting back in the operations center, transparent to the soldier on the ground. He just knows he's out doing his mission. He's got his tank and he's killing other tanks. Meanwhile, in the background, stuff's happening off of his antenna. And it's all coming out of the guy working in the TOC who understands and sees what's happening in the electromagnetic spectrum. So our tank platoon just has crystal clear comms and knows where everything and everyone is all the time, because the guy sitting back in the operations center, the electronic warfare guy, is hammering away on EWPMT based on all the sensors that he's got and understands what's happening in the spectrum. Now, obviously, we've talked already about using the RF spectrum to deliver cyber effects. That's there too. That's part of the plan. You know, we will be able to do the same things as well. So how does EW and cyber get integrated there? It's just like we talked about. You break the wire and you use the RF spectrum to deliver a cyber effect.
Church says Army leaders have been committed to reestablishing a credible EW program for several years now, but the new electronic warfare community has taken on greater cachet within the broader Army and DoD beginning in 2014, when Russian forces made their incursion into Ukraine using, among other things, electronic warfare capabilities as part of an integrated information operations campaign.
The enemy has got equipment right now. They can step out, and we see demonstrations of that quite frequently. I joke with a lot of folks that one of my favorite guys in the world right now is Vladimir Putin. That guy has gotten Army EW more traction than I ever could. You know, here's the good thing. Now that the Russians are doing stuff in the Ukraine and the Crimea and Syria, guess what they have to do? They got to turn their stuff on. So guess what I get to do? I get to watch him now, right? I get to learn from what he's doing and from his training and from his equipment, all right? There's nothing that says I can't learn from my adversary. So now that they are getting out, now that they are doing things in the spectrum, I get to watch them. You know, we followed ever since time in Georgia. They look at the whole information operations as a, I don't know, battle space that they work in, all right? They conduct that campaign before kinetic action, they conduct it during kinetic action, and then they follow up after kinetic action with EW, IO, cyber. All right? They're good at it. They're trained. And we will get there, too.
But in some ways, getting there is a function of time. Since the Army allowed its electronic warfare program to lie dormant for nearly two decades, Church is now the most senior electronic warfare officer in the entire service, and he only became certified as an EWO 5 years ago.
So when you see us, realize that the Army is committed. We are back into the business of electronic warfare. But also realize we haven't done it for 25 years. So the best of us have all come in from a different career field. Some have come from field artillery, some have come from the infantry. All right, pick a branch, some of us have come from that. The Army is committed to this. We are back into the spectrum. What we have to get through now is, we've got people, now we gotta figure out the rest of the dot mil PF. We gotta get material solutions, we gotta get our formations right, we gotta get our leaders trained so that we have trust.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.